Hey guys, you don't sell anything on here, so the only thing I ask is that you help spread the word on this podcast so we can help more entrepreneurs make more money, have more time, and create the freedom they want in their lives. But the only way we can do that is if you rate, review, and share this thing. My single ask for you is to leave a review. It'll take about 20 seconds, and it would mean the world to me. And most importantly, it may help another entrepreneur. No conditions. That is what I am titling this video, because ultimately, if you want to be successful in starting a business, you need to have zero conditions on what you're willing to do in order to get this thing off the ground. So business is hard. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe. Okay. The second piece of it is hard to get momentum going. When you have momentum going, don't stop momentum by stopping the things that you were doing that got you going. However, I think there is an unrealistic expectation of what it takes to get something going. There is so much work that happens before you even make your first sale, before you get your first recurring client, before you put your nice fat paycheck out on Facebook and say, look what I got paid this month, look at these profits I made. There is so much work done before that. It's very similar to like having a baby. Like, you spend 9 months building this thing, creating this thing, and then you get the benefit of having this baby that pops out, and then there's a whole nother season of taking care of a toddler, of a thing that needs you in order to survive. And so there's always challenges when it comes to growing something, especially a business. So the reason why I'm making this video is because it takes so much energy to get the business going, and I think it's important to set that expectation right from the beginning. So a lot of times what I have seen is people try to just throw money at the problem and they try to skip steps. When you first start this business, you need to be all hands on deck. You need to put your energy into starting this thing. So the benefit of starting a cleaning business, the draw to it is that it is a low cost startup. So outside of your supplies, which you can get for less than $1,000, outside of some marketing to get this thing off the ground, about, let's just call it $1,500. So for less than $2,500, you can get a business, a cleaning business, up and going. Amazing, right? That's the draw. It's like, yes, you know how much it costs other businesses in order to like get going? Five, 10, 15, 20, 50, hundreds of thousands of dollars just to start. And then they got to make their first dollar. When the cleaning business, you can spend $2,500 and you can make your first dollar right away. Okay? So that's the draw to it. Now, the biggest observation that I see is people don't actually use the benefit of your energy and your time, because if there is a low cost to start up, there is going to be a high cost to your time. So does that mean that you're going to be cleaning? Yes. Does that mean you're going to be doing sales? Yes. Does that mean you're going to be doing customer support? Yes. Does that mean you're going to be doing the tech support? Yes. Does that mean you're going to be doing everything from accounting to billing to things you don't even realize you need to be able, that you need to do? Yes. Hiring, firing. Yes. Are you going to be wearing all the hats in your business? Yes. And you're going to get this thing going. You're going to create this fire with your energy. You're going to get it going. And then, once you have all this business coming in, you have all this momentum going, then you can start to what I call add friction. Okay. Then you can start to actually pick and choose a little bit of who you're choosing in as clients. Okay. In the beginning, you pick anybody who's willing to give you money for real. Take the job, get the testimonial, get the experience. It is worth it. Even if they're not your ideal client right now, your ideal client is the person who's going to give you some money to give you experience, to get you a foot in the door, to get you to your next clean. And then, as you have too many cleans, then you start to put the walls up and start to get focused on exactly who you're looking for. Then you start to be looking for your ideal client and your ideal prospect, but it's not until you are overwhelmed with business. Okay? So that is my message to you. When you're first getting started, all hands on deck. You need to be posting. You need to be telling people that you're starting your business. If you don't tell someone that you started a business, how are they going to be able to help you? Okay? You should be telling your friends, your family members, everybody, like, hey, I have a cleaning service. I can clean your home. Everybody has a home. They can clean. Figure it out. Make it happen. Post in Facebook groups. Let people know. Go to Airbnbs. Go to the cleans that nobody wants because they're freaking hard. Like, go do those. Go get your hands dirty, for real. Go get them dirty. And then, once you become immersed with all this business, which you will, I promise you, like your service is valuable. People want a cleaning service. They just don't know who you are yet. And you know what? They shouldn't, because you haven't done anything to prove that you have something to offer to them. You haven't earned your stripes. You haven't earned the ability to say no to customers. You haven't earned that yet. So go earn it by taking on everybody, by doing whatever it takes. Have no conditions on what you're willing to do in order to be successful, because it is not about the customers. It is not about anybody other than you and your willingness to go all in. So that's a message for you. When you start a cleaning business, any business, it's a lot of freaking work. It's so much momentum. You're going to be doing things that don't actually get outcomes, right? It's called investing. You're investing in yourself. You're investing in your business. You're investing in your future. And nobody's going to see it besides you. No one's going to feel it besides you. And ultimately, the only person that really matters in the beginning is you. So go out there, believe in yourself, believe in your product, and let's make some money together and grow some things and serve our community. Let's go.